In 1821, leadership was defined as taking necessary actions when required. Several cartoons throughout Draw Your Weapons depict how the populace living through the Civil War viewed and understood the concept of leadership. Seen through these northern cartoons, it seems that the notion of leadership changed with the timeline of war. Certain cartoons represent the falling of great leaders, including Jefferson Davis. Davis was the Confederate States of America's president and had a very impressive career in politics before the war. He later struggled to keep the Southern states' economy and morale up during the war, causing his promising legacy to take a turn for the worse. Abraham Lincoln's actions displayed leadership throughout his presidency, and this is shown in several cartoons. He took action against the Confederacy in order to keep the Union together. Secretary of the Treasury at the time, Salmon P. Chase, believed Lincoln was not a good leader. Because Lincoln did not move fast enough on the war, Chase decided to work against him. Chase later resigned, and Lincoln considered Ohio Governor David Todd as his replacement. Harper's Weekly drew a cartoon for the occasion. Todd and Salmon as fish, and Lincoln as diner. Today, leadership is defined as inspiring collaboration among people. This leadership can be shown through presidents through the ages, including our current president, Barack Obama.